in the cracks of the rocks and in the hollows of the trees, the solicitous and discreet bees formed their republic, offering to any hand, without any interest, the fertile harvest of their sweetest work. The brave corkoaks gave off, without any other artifice than that of their courtesy, their wide and light bark, with which houses began to be covered, supported by rustic stakes, only for protection from the inclemency of the weather. All was peace then, all friendship, all concord. The heavy plowshare had not yet dared to open or visit the pious entrails of our first mother, who, without being forced, offered from all parts of her fertile and spacious bosom everything that could satisfy, sustain, and delight the children who then possessed her. Then, indeed, the simple and beautiful girls went from valley to valley and from hill to hill, braided and braided, with no more clothing than those that were necessary to honestly cover what honesty wants and has always wanted to be covered, and their adornments were not those that are used now, for whom the purple of Tyre and the so-called martyred silk make them expensive, but a few green leaves of burdock and ivy woven together, with which perhaps they went as pompous and composed as our courtesans now go with the strange and strange inventions that idle curiosity has shown them. Then the loving concepts of the soul were decorated, recited by heart, simply and simply in the same way and manner that she conceived them, without seeking artificial detours of words to exalt them. There was no fraud, deceit or malice mixed with truth and simplicity. Justice was on its own terms, without daring to disturb or offend those of favor and those of interest, who now so undermine, disturb and persecute it. The law of lace had not yet been established in the understanding of the judge, because then there was no need to judge, nor who was judged. The maidens and honesty went, as I have said, everywhere, alone and mistress, without fear that the foreign looseness and lascivious intention would undermine her, and her downfall was born of her own taste and will. And now, in these our detestable centuries, no one is safe, even if another new labyrinth, like that of Crete, hides and closes her, because there, through the cracks or through the air, with the zeal of their cursed concern, the loving pestilence enters them and makes them throw all their contemplation into ruin. For whose safety, as time went on and malice grew, the order of knights errant was instituted, to defend maidens, protect widows and help orphans and the needy. Miguel de Cervantes, Don Quixote de la Mancha, First Part. Edition, study and notes by Juan Bautista Avlas. Editorial Alhambra. Madrid, 1979. Pages 153-154-155. The Goatherds and Discourse of the Golden Age. Brief Epilogue. Success is a banality, an absolute banality. Orson Welles. I confess, dear reader, that at times all this seemed like a dream to me too. But for three specific reasons it is not so. The first is I know, and many should know, that all those blessings that they explained are, have been and continue to be within the reach of the inhabitants of the earth. All without exception, it would be enough to seriously propose it. The other reason is that most of the data that I provide, only the message is very different from the previous ones, precisely because of its very justified overtones of an ultimatum had been previously provided by other inhabitants of the earth who, directly or indirectly, have had contact with them. I have been able to verify this as, in order to document myself on the subject, I read the most serious testimonies endorsed by the most authoritative specialists in the matter. The other reason, which I have already pointed out, but which I will repeat once more, is that I, since July 19, 1936, have not dreamed again, neither asleep nor awake. And curiously, and this is no coincidence, those with whom I have coincided most have been two of our compatriots, a Catalan and a Canarian, whose testimonies appear in these pages. I am not trying to make any predictions with this regarding the Iberian peoples in the future, and perhaps not so distant, affairs of the universe. But there is history, our history, to show that if sometimes the children of the bull's skin have been reproached for speaking loudly, we could have answered, we speak loudly because we can. But no, the one who gave the best answer, in 1942, from his Mexican exile, was the poet Lean Felipe. However, the Spaniard does not speak loudly. I have already said it. I will repeat it again. The Spanish speak from the exact level of man, and whoever thinks that he speaks loudly is because he listens from the bottom of a well. That is, from the sewers of history. We sincerely hope, thinking of those of our compatriots who cover their ears, or close their mouths, it makes no difference, so as not to hear the signals that reach us from the cosmos, that their attitude is not due to the fact that they live, that they are diving, and even reveling, in the most pestilent sewers of the planet Earth. In this adaptation of the book by Eduardo Ponsprits, various modifications have been made to the structure of the book, as well as the updating of words accepted today by the RAE. The appendices have been unified into three parts that are found at the end of the digital edition, being noted in the book for immediate access through hyperlinks. The same structure has been used for the appendices. Certain pages with photographs and notes have been moved to the end of their respective chapters to make reading more pleasant. The index of names has been added as in the printed edition, but omitting the page number. In the digital format it is completely dispensable. End of book extracts, as Google translated, from, Mensa de Otros Mundos, L. Taper Blanda, Eduardo Ponsprits. Remark: this translation attempt is non-professional, only for personal use. The document you have been reading is Google translated from Spanish to English, as this has been found in Spanish language online, and translated here via Google into English, for personal use, and mistakes can certainly be found herein, both in the translations, and in Google's interpretation of the language. At some point in time, this messages will hopefully be shared by the coming cosmic, open, lovely society that will arise after the present animalistic, ego-focused world of today has collapsed. The end.